About as perfect the last 3 days as you could possibly have for the Yankees. And it really, look, there's sometimes where it feels like the pivotal moment, you kind of know it. The game in Boston with the Yankees or the Red Sox, the way that the brutal loss and then coming back and showing the resolve that they had the next day, you could feel maybe that might be a turning point. I didn't think it at the time. But another turning point might have been just a few days ago with that brutal loss against Cleveland in 12 innings. They had a million chances to win that game. Trent Grisham can't run the bases. What were they, 1-for-16 or some nonsense with runners in scoring position, left 12 guys out. They were a mess. It was almost like they couldn't get out of their own way. I think they walked 14 guys. They used everybody in the bullpen, and it was primed and set up for a rough few days. You have Cleveland, a first-place team. Say what you want about whether you believe in the Guardians. Doesn't matter. They're a first-place team. And then set up into a stretch right now that doesn't feel like a big deal. I mean, you beat the Rockies. You're supposed to beat the Rockies. But this is a big spot and a big stretch for the Yankees because you got 15 games in a row against teams under 500. This is where the Yankees have to make their hay. This is where they got to eat. This is where they've got to get a surge to get in front of Baltimore, who's instead playing the Astros and the Dodgers. This is where you separate if you're a good team. And it felt like, man, here we go again. Every time they take a half a step forward, they take two steps back. How many guys are going to have to get sent down? How many guys are going to have to come up? How many guys in the bullpen are they going to go through? How much tax can they have on this bullpen? Here we are in the dog days of August, and the starting pitching has just been inconsistent. And since that day, you got Nestor Cortez, who set the tone. And I've been hard on Nestor. I'll be the first one. I'll raise my hand. I've been hard on Nestor. He's had his ups and downs. He's had his clunkers. He came up huge a couple of nights ago. Seven scoreless when that bullpen was an absolute mess. They were thin to say the least. They used every arm they had. I think all eight of them. They had nowhere to go. And Nestor stepped up with seven scoreless to give them a little bit of breathing room and to get them even in the series against Cleveland. Then you followed up with Gerrit Cole, who's kind of taken a little bit to get his legs under him since he came back from the injury early on. And then he had that little bit of a setback where he was just, what was it, general body fatigue or whatever you wanted to call it. I think it was just kind of going through it. It took him a bit. He didn't have his spring training. And you're watching, I mean, one of the best pitchers in the game, find his way. And he walked five. He wasn't typical Cole, but he's starting to find it. And he followed Nestor's seven scoreless with six scoreless. They take a series against a first-place team, and that's important. That's something that the Yankees have, let's be fair, we've all killed them for it, myself included. Not getting it done against the better teams in the American League or of all Major League Baseball. They win that series. And now they follow it up, again, against the Rockies. You can say what you want about it's the Rockies. You're supposed to win. Yeah, but you got to actually go out and do it. And Carlos Rodon, he's been better than we probably give him credit for, and it's because of that contract, right or wrong, but that's what you got to wear. When you get that money and you're supposed to be the number two guy, and you started last year, we know that mess. You started off hot this year, you ran into some trouble, and you've had your moments. It was workmanlike. It wasn't total, complete dominance. It was workmanlike, but he got it done. And he gave you six. And this is something that I've been very critical about this entire rotation in all of Major League Baseball. Best pitcher that you have will give you, what, 5 1/3, it feels like? Six is really almost monumental. You got me to the seventh inning. Thank you. And Rodon didn't have, again, dominant, plus stuff. Through five, I think he was at 90 or 91 pitches. Came out and figured out a way to get through that sixth unscathed to get into the bullpen, which is now somewhat rested over the last few days. They've been able to tread water, coming out with victories, do just enough, set up by their starting pitching, which was the way that this team started off this year. You remember, when they started off red hot and everybody was talking about this is the team, it was predicated on the starting pitching, one after another. Gerrit Cole wasn't there and it felt like you didn't even miss him. You had, at the time, Clark Schmidt, who had another rehab performance, and I think he pitched well. I think it was 3 2/3. We'll find the numbers in a little bit. Clark Schmidt was leading the way. Luis Gil came out dominant, looked like the Cy Young leader. You had Marcus Stroman pitching well. Rodon, Nestor was, but still, everybody was solid. And it kind of went away. And that started the rough waters. And in the last 3 days, and really in the last week or so, because the starting pitching has been better, They've started to stabilize. And it's just in time for a major stretch run. And this 15 games in particular, where they got the first one out of the way. An easy win against the Rockies. 15 straight against under 500 teams. Let me get the schedule in front of you. You got the Rockies now, into the Nationals, the Cardinals, who are not awful, but they are a couple of games under. They're struggling, to put it mildly. Then the Rangers, who've been a mess, and the Cubs. This is where the Yankees need to take off. This is in this stretch, right now, late August, early September. You want to win the division? You want to move away from Baltimore? You want to set yourself up as a true World Series contender? Right now. Make hay now. And I truly think this team is primed to do that. They've got their flaws. We know. Are they a juggernaut? No. Neither is anybody else. There's nobody in the American League where you look at them and you go, man, when they put it all together, no one could beat that team. There's nobody like that. Everybody's got problems, the Yankees included. But right now, this little stretch, if they take care of business the way they should against lesser teams that are going nowhere, and they put their foot down, they can find themselves with a nice little lead in the American League East before they have to play Baltimore one more time down the stretch. Take the division, take the top seed, take the bye, and see if they can make a run in the playoffs. But it starts here. And it doesn't, and it's weird whenever the Yankees play the Rockies anyway. It just looks awkward, right? I mean, and I know National League and Interleague's been on forever, but I mean, the Rockies, it's still, it's just, the Yankees and the Rockies don't play each other enough where it looks, oh yeah. So then you got the Nationals. It looks a little funky. It looks a little weird. But now is where the Yankees need to separate. And it's starting to come together. The starting pitching is there. The bullpen is still, it's leaky is strong, but they have patches that they need to still fill. And we can get into the Clay Holmes, who again, as perfect the last 3 days you can have. Clay Holmes pitched well in the extra inning loss. Looked good today. He walked a guy, he didn't throw strikes necessarily all the time. That's Clay Holmes. I mean, that's some of what you're going to get. I'm okay with Clay Holmes in the closer role still. We'll get into a little bit later as to why I'm more okay with it than probably a lot of the Yankee fans out there. And if you have problems with it, I understand. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. But I'm okay with Clay Holmes. And he did the job. And it's ho-hum. But there's little signs. Not just the starting pitching, which is leading the way. And that's what led the way early when they got off to such a great start. But if you look at the lineup, yes, it's been inconsistent still. Yes, it's still Judge and Soto heavy. Yeah. And Judge is just a machine. I mean, what was it? 45 homers now in 100 games, 8-7. I think it's 4-5 or 5-4. It's hard to even keep up with it. I heard the stat that Emmanuel and Justin were talking about on the postgame show. His slugging percentage is higher than the league average OPS. Do you have any idea how ridiculous that is? And I don't fall in love with some of these numbers. I mean, you see them and you try to digest them, and sometimes it becomes overload. But when you think about it for a second, his slugging percentage is better than the league average OPS. Now, that's partly on Major League Baseball because nobody can hit. And that's partly on Aaron Judge is just a freak of nature. What he's putting together is ridiculous. So he homers again. Okay, ho-hum, that's normal. But the homer from Stanton, so that's 2 days in a row, both not pulled. One was dead center, which I don't know if anybody else can really hit one out to dead center the way he, I don't even know how the hell Stanton hits. I mean, it's sidebar, but like his back foot's almost up in the air. He looks like he's off balance. I don't know how the hell this guy hits, but he does. And he hits a ton. He's just so damn strong. He barrels it up. It's going out. But I'm encouraged by when Stanton's somewhat balanced. And it's not always, because like I said, he hits, it's different when he hits. But when he stays back and he's balanced and he's through it and he hits the ball the other way, no ballpark can keep it in because the guy's just too strong. And when he starts seeing it and he starts locking in, he carries you for like 3 weeks. You forget that because Stanton's hurt all the time and because we don't see it on a consistent basis and because he goes through stretches where he's just flailing at pitches in the dirt. When he locks in, he can carry you. You add that to the other guys that they have in the lineup, it gets scary. And against some of the mediocre pitching that they'll see with the Rockies and the Nationals and the Cardinals and the Rangers and the Cubs in this stretch where they're going to start to separate, Stanton's going to get hot. He's already starting to show signs. He's getting closer. He might even already be there right now, but you're going to see it in the next couple of weeks. Stanton's going to start hitting a ton, and you're going to start seeing him going out to right field, just like tonight. He gets it up in the air. No ballpark's going to keep it, never mind Yankee Stadium. Gleyber Torres has settled into that leadoff spot. I know you don't like Gleyber. I probably like Gleyber more than most. I get that. But Gleyber has really settled in at the top of the order. He takes a ton of pitches, which is funny because early in his career, I mean, the guy swung at everything and couldn't draw a walk to save his life. Now, he's setting up, you know, three at-bats, four at-bats. He's seeing 35, 40 pitches. It's wild how much he's grown. He struggled in his spots. He's had his issues. He has found a home in the top of the lineup. And I think that's probably the best leadoff guy for the Yankees simply because he takes as many pitches as he does. He seems very comfortable, and he's getting on base right now. He's hitting. And then it sets it up to the rest of the lineup. And you're seeing signs of everyone starting to hit together. Again, they're not clicking on all cylinders. They're not pummeling the baseball. It was, what, 3-0 tonight? It was workmanlike. It was ho-hum-like. But it's starting to come together. The pitching's coming together. The bullpen is not as taxed as it was, and they're starting to find their roles a little bit better. Jake Cousins is starting to climb up that ladder. They're starting to find their guys. Austin Wells is continuing to hit. Now you get Jazz back. Monster in that lineup for the Yankees. And the spark that he provided the second he got here from the Marlins. Things are coming together. This team is primed to take a major run in the next now 2 weeks. It's 15 games. One down, 14 to go. Let's see the type of run that they put together. And I truly think they have a 10-4, 11-3, 12-2 type run in them to separate. Now, the Orioles didn't help them tonight. The Astros didn't help them tonight. The Astros have been a thorn in the Yankees' side for 10 years. Got a 3 or 4 run lead on Baltimore, and Anthony Santander hits a grand slam, and they wind up coming back and winning the game 7-5. So it looked like the Yankees are going to be 2.5 up by the end of tonight. Instead, it stays a game and a half. The Orioles come back, and the Astros lay an egg, and then don't hope the Yankees out. But Baltimore is in a tough stretch, and they've had their ebbs and flows and ups and downs. This is tough for them. Playing the Astros, playing the Dodgers. I have to look at the rest of their schedule, but these are the games that they have right in front of them, and I think they're in a more difficult part of the schedule. The Yankees kind of had their rough patch, and they were able to get through it. Not great, but get through it. Now they got to start making hay, and this is where the Yankees need to start taking off, and Baltimore's facing a more difficult stretch. They're not going to go 10-4, 11-3 in the next 14 games. The Yankees need to. Want to win the division? Want to set yourself up? Sure, you don't have to win the division. There's a lot of things we don't have to do. You want to make it easier? This is the stretch. This is the time. We'll get to the Mets in a little bit, and they're playing right now, and they're down 4-0. They're in a pivotal stretch because this is almost make or break. The Yankees are in a pivotal stretch not because it's make or break, but because this is where you can actually be a championship-type team and separate from your competition, where you could put your foot down on the throat of the lesser teams and give yourself the breathing room that you need to be able to set yourself up for a run in October. And they need to do that. They need to flex their muscles a little bit. They've got the capability. They've got enough pitching to do this. It's not great. It's not perfect. Nothing's perfect. This team's good enough. This lineup is good enough. They need to start finding ways to get wins when they're supposed to get wins. It's supposed to be ho-hum. That's part of being the Yankees. You're supposed to get on the field sometimes, and it's a ho-hum effort to be able to get you through. That's what they did tonight. That's what they need to do in the next 14 games, where it's ho-hum, it's easy, it's 8-2, and you're not really thinking about it. Perfect. That's where they need to be. And I think that's where this club is headed right now. I do. And I've been critical. I've been critical of it. You know that. We've talked about this a bunch. I felt like there was a lot of times where the Yankees could have went out and did more to help themselves to get set up, to be able to make a run. They didn't. This is their club. This is their team. But they are good enough. And partly that's because there's nobody that good in the American League. There's Baltimore. There's the Astros, who I can't believe. This might be their best. I don't know. It's not their best season, but the best that they've done in this 10-year stretch, because they started off a mess. They lost two starters for the season, and they've been able to. Now they're running away with the division, and the Mariners have even fired their manager. And the Mariners were never that good. But the idea that the Astros were able to come back from the dead with a bunch of guys, they're the old Yankees, where it doesn't matter who you throw out there and they throw a gem. Doesn't matter who's in the lineup and they get hits. That's what they are. That's why they've been as good as they've been for however long now. And they've been to, what, seven straight ALCSs? That's why. They're the old Yankees. They're the Yankees of the 90s. They are. You don't believe that, but they are. So they're going to be a pain, and they're going to be right there in the playoffs. Cleveland is what they are. They're not great. This is why the Yankees need to separate now, so that they can try to avoid Baltimore and the Astros playing both of them. You're going to have to go through them. You hope somebody else picks off one, and you got to pick off the other, whether that's Houston in the ALCS or Baltimore in the ALCS. But you got to try to make your route a little bit easier. And now's the time to do it. This is the stretch. This is the time. This is where the Yankees need to take off. So far, so good. It was a pivotal turning point type moment. In a loss that was ugly. But it was like, okay, it was ugly, but it was almost like typical. And now it seems like the Yankees have come out on the other side, led by Nestor Cortez, followed by Gerrit Cole and Carlos Rodon. And then they'll pass the baton to Will Warren tomorrow. Old Timers Day at the stadium, which is always fun. This is where they need to show who they are. This is where they need to take control.